Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Inkova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. My name is Ben Waite, and I am joined as always by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, we've got another Q&A segment for you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. Our first question comes from Ken in Liberty Township. Ken says that he saw the new AD press conference and wants to know what we can expect from Mr. Bjork.
I think he's high energy. He's got a lot of experience, particularly working in the SEC. So he'll bring that familiarity with him, and a great family man, and just a great human being. So a lot of energy. And so he's smart, and I think people will embrace his style. And so a former athlete, so he understands what our athletes have gone through and are going through. And so he'll bring that as well. So really, really excited to have him.
Deep Buckeye roots in his extended family. For those who didn't see the press conference, I saw a vintage David Boston jersey by one of his family members.
Yeah, he's got family from Ohio. This is awesome.
So our next question is from Jeff in Kettering. Jeff wants to know, what do you attribute all the football players coming back, and what role did NIL play in that decision making?
Well, a number of things, but at the top of the pyramid is culture of the program. And, you know, we had a number of athletes who were trying to make a decision on whether or not they wanted to go pro or stay. And I'm really proud that they felt staying here and further developing themselves might give them an opportunity to be drafted higher. So that was really encouraging. Certainly NIL played a piece of that. And I want to thank 1870 Society and the foundation for the great work that they did with our current student athletes and helping them up their NIL opportunities. But you know, really culture was huge, and coaches have done a great job with that. So really proud of them.
Our next question is from Jay here in Gahanna. And Jay wants to know, what are your first impressions after the first month working with President Carter?
Well, he's great. He's a leader, which is really good. And he'll make decisions, and he'll make the, you know, tough decisions. And for us, just a narrow focus in athletics. He understands us because he was an athlete, and he's been involved in athletics throughout his career. So he understands our space and what our athletes go through. So that's special. But I think for Ohio State more broadly, and for Central Ohio, he's a decision maker. He's a leader, and I really like that. And so I'm looking forward to continue to work with him in my last 5 months and go from there. But he's just an outstanding human being as well.
Our last question is from Beth up in Akron. And Beth wants to know if you are going to Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Shot, and if there are any other artists that you want to schedule to come to Columbus while you're still here.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, those are old throwbacks. So my teammates know in the athletic department, I kind of lean to the old music. And so I'm looking forward to hearing Earth, Wind, and Fire sing Reasons. And, you know, and Lionel Richie, there's so many different songs. So I'm excited about that. But no, I haven't pressured our crew to sign anybody else up. They know I like Lionel. They know I like Earth, Wind, and Fire. And probably unlikely that they'll get Bruno Mars back in time. So I had a great time with Bruno when he was here. So really, really fortunate that Lionel and then Earth, Wind, and Fire are coming.
The timing worked out just perfectly, so we had to make sure we sneak that one.
That's my last one, so I'm excited about that.
Well, that does it for another Q&A segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Inkova Insurance. Thank you to everyone who submitted questions. If you'd like to submit a question for Gene to answer, you can do so at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.